Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Life is not a victory march. It would be wonderful if life were easy. It'd be wonderful if things went our way every time, if people we loved didn't die, if plans didn't fail, if evil didn't exist, if planes didn't crash and pandemics and wildfires didn't rage. Marcus Aurelius described life as warfare and a journey far from home. Leonard Cohen was speaking about love, but also life when he said that it was not a victory march, but a cold and a broken hallelujah. A Stoic is resilient because they have to be. Life is not a soft affair. It challenges us. It rolls obstacles in our path. While there may be victory marches in our future, there will also be, inevitably, defeats and retreats, failures and foibles, and funeral processions. We will suffer. We will grieve. We will screw up and be screwed over. But we keep going. Because that is our fate, because it's our only option. We move forward. We move with growing confidence in ourselves, in our ability to adapt and to grow and to survive. How? Well, we've been there before. Because of what we've been through, we are tougher as a result, more experienced as a result, and wiser as a result.
I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everlasting good health. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. I tell you, you have only to learn to live like the healthy person does, living with complete confidence. What confidence? The only one worth holding in what is trustworthy, unhindered, cannot be taken away, our own
reasoned choice. That's Epictetus's Discourses 3:26. As the Stoics say repeatedly, it's dangerous to have faith in what you do not control. But your own reasoned choice? Well, for now, that is in your control. Therefore, it is one of the few things you can have confidence in. It's the one area of health that can't be suddenly given a terminal diagnosis, except for the one day that we're all born. It's the only one that remains pristine and never wears down. And it's only the user who quits it. Never will it quit the user. In this passage, Epictetus points out that slaves and workers and philosophers alike can all live this way. Socrates, Diogenes, and Cleanthes lived this way, even while they had families, even while they were struggling students. And so could you. You know, I did this piece a while ago that said, like, I don't have confidence in myself. I don't have faith in myself. I have confidence. I was making this distinction between sort of faith, which is based on something outside you, which is based on something irrational, and evidence, which is like proof. I think what Epictetus is really saying here is that if your confidence is based on the fact that you're really, really successful, or that you have a really good reputation, or that you're generally well-liked, or, you know, this, that, or the other, you're vulnerable because although you might have a lot of those things, there are extreme events that can take them away. But if your confidence is based on the fact that you're a hard worker, if your confidence is based on the fact that you don't quit, if your confidence is based on the fact that you make good choices, that's a much stronger source of confidence because it's up to you always. It's about your actions. And so when we think about a confident person, it shouldn't be they're just walking around because they know that they're popular, or because they know that they're really, really strong, or these things that aren't fully up to them. We want the confidence to be based ideally not on anything exterior at all, but something totally internal, like who we are. Like the ultimate thing to have confidence in, it would be character, right? Or reason choice for the Stoics, again, is like our mind, the command center, the way we process things, this philosophy that we've integrated into our lives. So the idea of how to always be healthy, how to always be secure, how not to have to worry about anything is rooted in there, in our own choices. This takes us back all the way to the very first entry in the book. As Epictetus says, the chief task in life is simply this, to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control. Where then do I look for good and evil? Not to uncontrollable externals, but within myself to the choices that are my own, right? To my own reasoned choice, right? To myself. That's where we have confidence. That is what is up to us. That's the source of our health. As Epictetus says, again, we'll get to this maybe later in the year, but flashing forward to January 10th, the essence of good is a certain kind of reasoned choice, right? Reasoned choice is everything in our mind, in our thoughts, in our character, in our actions. And here we are wrapping up the year. I hope you're winding down. I hope you're taking a little time for reflection, for reading, for connection with family, of course. That's what I'm doing. And just trying to think about how I want next year to go. And I'm really excited about the New Year, New You Challenge, which will be coming your way. It's on sale now at dailystoic.com/challenge. I'm really excited for this thing to kick off in January. I'd love to have you join us. You are welcome to. And we'll work on expanding and growing our reasoned choice, building it up so we can be confident and secure in it. And I'll see you there. You can sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. And of course, remember, if you're a Daily Stoic Life member, it's free. It should be at the bottom of your email explaining how. And if you're not a Daily Stoic Life member, well, now's a good chance. All right, guys, see you soon. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.